It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 739. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com, download the trial, and if you sign up and mention you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months will be half price. The show's also brought to you by Magnus Box. This is your one-stop shop for reselling online backup that the client will work cross-platform. It works with Windows, Mac, any server environment, and also Linux. You go to magnusbox.com. You can request a demo. Make sure to mention that you heard them on the Mike Tech Show. And when you sign up, you will get your first 3 months at half price. You have a single pane to manage all of your online backups, whether workstation servers, and you can see whether it's successful or not. If it didn't fail, you get why it didn't fail. You can re-execute the backup and start it if there could be a local issue going on, or you could then remote in, fix whatever's happening. But one of the big things that I like is my email notifications that I've set up, and I have rules in my Outlook that I can put whatever's happening into the proper folder, and I can easily check on the backups. And you can make money by reselling the online backups. It's for partners only. It's for reselling. If you're a single user and you want to this kind of protection, just reach out to me. Just email me, miketechshow@gmail.com, and I will hook you up and resell it because I'm a reseller. All right. Today's show, I had to postpone Thursday night and reschedule because had a couple emergencies, both client and family. So a couple things, everything's back to normal. Needed to just reschedule. I got a big story for today that happened this morning for a story in the trenches. And then I got so many things to talk about. Two little emails following up on some past topics. The first story today is going to be about why I've been spending so much time over the years in Florida. And now I can come talk about it. It also has a lot to do with what's going to be happening with my show. I have some fixes for the GoToMeeting Outlook plugin that has been giving everybody some problems. A lot of stuff here. So let's begin. The last show, I talked about my trip to Florida. Well, that was to be in, I purchased a house and it's now finished and it's done, the purchase. And I can talk about it. The closing was last Monday, and that was all done remote. Let me tell you, that was stressful. Anybody knows you're buying a house, well, think of buying a second one, and it's doubly stressful. So I was down there, and then, of course, in the middle of the COVID-19 happening, and especially Florida opening up a little too quickly and not practicing the social distancing that they should. And I talked about that. I'm not going to get into that detail, but we had to go down to at least walk the property, walk with the inspectors and do the inspection. There were a couple things minor that had to be taken care of. We addressed them before the closing, and I now own a property that's in the Tampa area that is between Tampa and Clearwater. We love the area. I love that area because that's the Philly spring training. Let's hope there will be baseball again, and let's hope that there will be spring training next year. I want to be down there for that. We are tired of the cold, as Kins in the chat says, sick of the snow in the Northeast. Yes, we are. We're not going to be the typical snowbird. We're going to be like half snowbirds, snowbirds that go down all winter. We want a place to be able to go to. Eventually, we're going to retire to. Now, something interesting. Because of the tools that I have in place for remote access and management, I can work from anywhere in the world. So let's talk tech of what I'm doing for this house that is completely empty, and I'm now have to stock it. So what was the first phone call? Who was the first phone call? Well, of course, it was Carrie Holzman. And I said, Carrie, I need a Beast 2 built for me and shipped to Florida. Hopefully next week, Carrie will be doing a recording of building the Beast 2 for me. I can't be somewhere else and not have the computer that I have now that he built for me and I got in December. So Core i9, I am not going to get 64 gigs of RAM. I'm going to do 32, but I am going to do NVMe, PCIe, going to have two terabytes. Right on the motherboard. I want the same motherboard. We're going with a less expensive video card. I had a really nice one from the last system that I even upgraded, and I moved that. My intention is it will be a smart home at some point, and I will talk through the process of that. I'll go through that. So yes, you're right, because it's not that big. It's not as big as the house I'm in now. It's significantly smaller, but I have an office carved out. It's not as big as this room. We have the system coming. I've been abusing overstock.com, and a desk is being delivered this week. Next Saturday, my wife and I were driving down and bringing things down. We got to stay at a hotel two nights because I got to wait for the bed to be delivered. The bed's already been ordered, done, when the last time we were in Florida, and we're scheduled for the 30th for the bed to be delivered. And what else is scheduled for the 30th? Frontier Fios gig up and down. I'm not doing phone. I'm not doing TV. We're going to, you know, cut the cord for cable. I have all the online streaming services. I have some great stuff. There's no need to have cable TV. I'm going to have tremendous Wi-Fi in the house, but I will have gig up and down. So critical items to me that had to be ordered. And I have someone down there that's going to actually assemble the desk for me, assemble a duplicate of the chair that I have, because I love this chair that I'm in. I spent a lot of time in it. So I am duplicating what I have here. I'm going to have three monitors. Already got a smaller mixer, but another mixer. I have multiple mics. I have an extra Logitech camera. My intention is not next week, but the following week, the first Thursday in July. So I think that would be July 2nd. I hope to be broadcasting live for the Mike Tech Show from my office. Now, if for some reason Carrie's system doesn't make it, I have already set up a little HP mini system, very small, that I'm going to take down with me that I think I could hook up and get everything in and do a show. I may have more guests in Florida because I don't have guests on the show here. So I've already talked to Marv, and you're going to hopefully see he's going to come up, and we're going to do a Podnuts Pro where I'll be his guest, and I asked him to be a guest on a Mike Tech Show. Look for some great shows out of July. I will be spending the entire month of July as we have to get the house ready and furnished. I've already planned my oldest son and I to go back. We're gonna come home the end of July. The middle of August, there's a couple things, and I'm going to be heading down. We're going to fly down in August. We have a family already planned for Thanksgiving, and I'm already starting to map out next year what I'm going to be doing. Because I'll have the internet, because I have my computer system and everything set up, I can be there or I can be here. I'm making it where you may not even notice where I'm at. Here you go. Someone says, if you make Florida your residence, your income increases maybe 10% because they don't have an income tax. Trust me, I will look about everything. Yes, hurricanes I got to worry about. It is a consideration, and I do have the proper insurance. Let's hope we don't get hit with a hurricane, you know, but I love the area, and we're in a community that is 55 and older. Well, my wife and I walked over when we were down there to the main center, which, by the way, this plays into the Mike Tech Show, and we go over to the community center. I literally met the entire board of the Homeowners Association. They happened to be there. And when they found out what I do for a living, I kid you not. Why I go back there in July, I have two clients already. So finding clients, I'm going to be like a magnet. You know, once this community finds out, we got a computer guy, I just see it and exploding. And that's going to be awesome. And I don't mind. I know I can find additional clients, but remember, I still got all my clients up here. And some new opportunities I'm going to talk about, which is great, with an office that's opening up in Center City, Philadelphia, and someone recommended me. I was their first phone call for helping them get set up. Glad to see new business. Also, some future stories. I have two clients that are going out of business because of the virus, and we'll talk about that. But that's future stories. I'm going to have clients down there. I want to be able to just go back and forth at my leisure whenever I can, certainly looking for the best deals on airlines so I can lock in inexpensive travel like Southwest and Frontier. And when you don't have any bags to check in, it makes it a little easier and a little cheaper. You can fly the cheaper airlines and not have to pay the bag fees. And even though Southwest isn't, but their ticket prices are a little higher. And when you don't give notice, let me tell you, that last trip cost me a lot for flying down because it was short notice and when the inspection was going to be, and they wanted to close quickly. And because we could, we got a discount. That was another important thing in being able to get the property. It was a flip, so the entire inside is brand new, entirely new kitchen, new floors, new everything. So when we got a virtual tour with the agent, it was spectacular for us because everything is new and was totally redone. We had been looking for years. Every time my wife and I went down, we have been looking at different things. This opportunity spread just happened. We were lucky that the deal fell through because this didn't even get listed and it was going to be purchased. The deal fell through. We snagged it on day two of the listing, of the relisting, and we were very fortunate. You'll see more of that. And I have a tour planned of the office. Once I have it all set up, I'll give a good tour for the beginning of the show. But I wanted to start off the show today on what we were doing. Closed literally at 4:58 p.m. on Monday. That's important because we had to file an extension to close the following day because it didn't look like it was going to be happen. And some things happened just in time, and I was able to send the signed documents, and we were able to close on really before 5 p.m. So the official close was the 15th. Enough of that. I've been coordinating just so many things, and we're going to, you know, like I said, we're going to drive down, and now we got to get a washer dryer. We got dining room set, living room set. The only thing we don't have to worry about is the kitchen. The kitchen's perfect. And we got to worry about the spare bedroom because we got to stock that so I can have visitors. And I intend to reach out to Steve Cherubino. And now, why is it important? When I went over to the community center, this is a huge community center that's only for this development that I can rent for an incredibly cheap price. So I've already talked to Marv. If there is a vaccine and things start getting better to where groups can meet, look for the, if by the end of February, knock wood, or March, look for a Mike Tech Show Tampa meetup. I got a lot of listeners in the area there. I think some are in the chat right now. It's going to be a Saturday and it will be free because it's a Mike Tech Show meetup. Anybody that attended the show 500 meetup, that's what you're looking at. Only maybe a little better content. You'll hear from me. You'll hear from Marv. You'll hear maybe from a special guest. And then there'll be a Mike Tech Show. There'll be a Podnuts Pro. You're going to have the recordings from shows plus content. We're talking a jam-packed day for free. Okay. I'm not going to charge you for this. You just got to get there and I will have the venue. And this is just, it's like a bonus that I happen to get with this. Anytime I'm in the area, you wouldn't believe how many emails I get and Facebook posts saying, you're 5 minutes from me. You're 20 minutes. When are you going to have a Clearwater, Tampa area meetup? And I get that from a lot of you. I am going to be spending more time down there, and I look forward to that. Wanted to share that. The first two links for the show notes are going to be for these two solutions. Client calls me in a panic last week. He lives by his go-to meeting scheduling for meetings for his business within Outlook. He was able to schedule the meetings via GoToMeetings website, but that's not how he works. He needs to live out of Outlook for this planning. He uninstalled the plugin and then got an error. So first I figured, maybe just reinstalling this might fix it. And he got the error, plugin installation fails on Outlook because of an out of range exception. Well, we did that and it installed. We're like, hoo-hoo, we solved it. He goes, no, he gets another error. And this error states, we apologize, but an error has occurred while processing your request. Please try again for support, or for support, please contact Global Customer Support. So this is a little GoToMeeting plug-in error pop-up when he tried to invoke the plugin. I have a link that absolutely fixes this error. And if you run into this, any plugin that requires to sign in, you know, the problem could be on their end with the servers trying to solve in. That's what this error is. And once I started reading, a lot of people had this problem. The solution is to go to the settings, click the add-in, go to meeting settings, click sign out, confirm you're signed out, then click sign in, enter your email, enter your account password, fixed. All he had to do was sign out, sign back in to the add-in with his GoToMeeting account info, and that fixes the problem. But when he went down a path, it started to get ugly, and then I had to solve the first error. Then the real error that we were back to what he had started with, and we were able to solve that. He was extremely thankful. That whole process was only like a half hour, but it was one of the mornings as I woke up. More stories from the trenches. And we're going to begin with this morning. I worked late into the night last night doing some server and Windows updates where I managed them to do on a Friday night. And I was up late waiting for things to reboot and like 3 a.m. So I'm sleeping in this morning. It's Saturday. I know I don't have to get up and to do a show until 2 p.m. So I could basically sleep in all morning. Well, I had to get up just to go to the bathroom, whatever. My phone was on Do Not Disturb. And I look down and there are 4 missed phone calls. There's voicemail messages. There's texts. I got to clear the cobwebs. I call my client, his retainer client, who's panicked, their main peer server, which, by the way, is backed up by Magnusbox and also Shadow Protect locally. So we're double backed up. That system will not boot. And they need to access this, their critical application, which is going to bring things we talked about that can't prevent this, but can certainly help. So he describes that it can't find the hard drive, but he went into the Dell Diagnostics, the Synoptiplex, and he said the drive passed, the memory passed. He says, I think I'm doing everything you were going to do, Mike, you know, but I need your help now. I said, give me a couple minutes. I have to get dressed. I needed my desperately needed coffee, hit my Keurig. I said, I'll call you like 15 minutes and we're going to FaceTime and I'm going to walk you through the BIOS because in my head, the first thing I want to try is something got whacked in the BIOS and it cannot see the hard drive. And I absolutely was right. So when I go in, I get down here, connect via FaceTime this morning. He goes into the BIOS and the drive is set. It's the BIOS for the boot is set for legacy boot. And I'm like, no, it's UEFI. So do me a favor, click that UEFI. Now click apply. Let's reboot. All's going to be better. And I think he didn't think that it was going to be fixed that fast. And as it booted, you know, now you get the spinning and it's like, and it's, he's like, oh, I've never seen that. Oh my God. And there's an update happening. The update finishes. He boots in. He tests that application. All is well. They lost power yesterday. And I think it was in the middle of an update. But again, everything's plugged into a UPS. But if you have a long sustained power outage, you better have some smart software to cleanly shut down. This is the only really big thing back in the network closet. I said, we need a separate smart UPS for this device. Their software that comes with for Windows 10 and a USB cable, I want to hook that up and I want to set it to where if there's no power for 5 minutes, do a clean shutdown. Now you never have to worry about this system. And he says, Mike, that's not enough. I want more protection. So we talked about him. I'm going to provide him another system that's close to that. It'll be an Optiplex. And what I'm going to do is we're going to clone the drive as it stands right now. Clone it to the new system. Turn off the original. Turn on the new one to see that everything's working with the drivers and everything's up in it. And everybody can access it. And then we're going to shut it off because now he has a complete duplicate spare system where all we have to do is marry up the data. Where all I'd have to do is bring up the new system online and go to the cloud backup from Magnusbox and just restore the data into the database directory for this particular program, for this vertical market software. I'm leaving out the names of the software and the names of the company to protect the innocent. So, but this, I think, is a great way to approach this, and it's cost effective. So that's how we're going to try to prevent this from happening. The system went down hard. I think it was in the middle of an update. And even if it wasn't, we've seen this happen, especially on some older Dell Optiplexes, where if it experiences a power outage, the CMOS resets. There's, I guess someone can explain technically why that happens, but I don't know. That's been a pain, and it's something we've been living with and we've dealt with. And a lot of times my son's on site. I didn't feel like driving 45 minutes to this client, and I said, let's do FaceTime, especially because he's a retainer client. And I know, and he's possibly listening right now. And It's why he has us as a client. It's why we're a retainer. And what's amazing was a couple years ago, he was just break fix. And he came to me and said, Mike, I want to be on a retainer with you. I want to be able to call you anytime, day, night, evening for a problem. And you're going to pick up and you're going to answer it. And yes, Kins, the CMOS battery, and we've been seeing a lot of problems with CMOS batteries failing. And that's we have a nice supply of CMOS batteries, and my son keeps them in his car, so in case he runs into that problem. But yes, this could need another CMOS battery too. It wouldn't hurt just putting a new one in anyway and setting it. Surface Pro story. I have a link, and this is a client that is in Maine that she moved to Maine for her practice, and I have still support her. We FaceTime for things or Zoom, and I have remote access. This has worked really, really well. Her Surface Pro would not start. So I have a link that we tried a bunch of things, but I had her call Microsoft because it's still under warranty. And about 15 minutes, she texted me and she says, Mike, I'm going to send you the link, or this is a link that I think describes things a little easier, but the guy was very, very nice and walked her through hitting the power button with the volume up. He got it to boot and everything's well. And he also educated her on their recommendations of battery management, battery life management. And I want to share this. Microsoft's position is take the battery down to 20%, charge it, but the minute it's fully charged, unplug it. You do not want to overcharge. A Surface Pro, and I'm guilty of this, don't leave it plugged in. Once it's charged, that's it. Pull the plug and don't plug it in again until you're down to 20%. Then start charging. So just a little tip. This is according to Microsoft. And then I have a link that's going to lead to all the different things to try. And this is just for a Surface Pro. I think she has a Surface Pro 5. I have a 4. I have two Surface Pros 3s. One from a cracked screen. I still have this issue. I can't do this. I need someone to do it. I have two Surface Pro 3s. One that's mint condition, but the battery doesn't work. You cannot charge. But it boots as long as it's plugged in. I have another one that the Surface Pro is a mess, but the battery is perfect. I need someone still that can open the one, take the battery out, and put it in the other. Because Microsoft wants like $600 to do that, and that's insane. I still have that, and I have a mint condition Surface Pro 3 that's just waiting for a new battery. Social engineering scam for the treasurer of a church in the area. And my son had to go to them. Their bank account was wiped out because the treasurer called a number, let them remote in, and they compromised everything. And we redid the system. Most of it was just training, user training on what not to do. And if anything pops up, and you heard me state this again and again, and this is my mantra when I'm with any client. If anybody, anything, any website asks you to do something, don't do it. I don't even answer the phone anymore. It used to ring. You'll never hear my house phone ring. It's so bad that I have it just go directly to voicemail. If anybody leaves a voicemail, I'll instantly get an email with the voicemail. You know, it's become so quiet. It's so nice. I don't need it. The house in Florida, there are no landlines. We will live and die by our cell phone. I take this back. There will be one Freedom Voice handset that I've already configured that I'm taking down with me so I can answer the business phone and they will simultaneously ring here in Pennsylvania and in Florida. At the same time, we tested that and it just works perfectly and it's what I need down there. So that is the phone situation, and it's all social engineering. Now, we, of course, put Malwarebytes premium and, you know, did everything right, but it's really the training and the education is what is going to stop these scams. Had a client this past week, and this was pretty simple, and this is a FABS Auto Backup 7 Pro story. My son is on site, again, a retainer client for an electrical contractor, and they have two desks that they wanted to swap the computers, but the video is different on each one. The video cables are so ingrained into the setup, it's easier to redo the profiles than it is to actually move, physically move the computer. Because I figured just, it's person A is using computer B, person B is using computer C. Let's just swap the computers, they thought, but they couldn't do that because it was such, it's so tight, so clean with the dual monitors hooked up and the dual monitor into the desk and the cables are so tightly tie wrapped. They didn't want to go through that. So my son went up and was able to do this fairly quickly. I helped him a little bit online, just brought an external drive, did a USB 3, did a FABS backup on each of them. And then we just created the new profiles, did a restore, boom, you know, like an hour. They were up and running with the profiles the right way. So just another reason for FABS. And Profile Wizard wouldn't help us on this one because we literally needed to move the data from the one system to the second system and vice versa. So it wasn't like a Profile Wizard could help us. This was definitely, you know, FABS to the rescue for that. Wi-Fi story. Then we have a Dell Precision story, workstation, and then an email story. And then we'll have to let Windows Sys internals go. I was planning on talking about that. We'll do that next week, do a dedicated show to that. Don't worry, I have a couple emails, and one of them involves, I know a listener really wants this, who's in the chat. I will get to the 2004 problem. All right. ASUS routers, two things. One, client was having a problem. Long story, short answer. We figured out the little button on the side got accidentally pressed to turn off the Wi-Fi. And that's why things weren't connecting and working. Once we figured that, the blue lights came on. Boom, done. Okay. My son on Thursday had a massive problem with a client. Again, a retainer client, but this was the owner's home who has Comcast coming in, an ASUS router, and then an Ethernet connection to another ASUS, and then an Ethernet connection to a third ASUS. You have to configure these properly. But in the end, and my son was getting so frustrated, we discovered one of the ASUSs was bad. He tried to get that back to a factory default, never to be able to access it again. So that one's going back. But once my son took bridge mode off of the Comcast, got everything set with the ASUS as access points and meshed, they had never seen such Wi-Fi performance in their house ever. It was phenomenal. And they didn't even have that third one hooked up and everything's working where they want it. So we just said, send the third one back because it's fairly new. But if you have some bad hardware in the mix, that's where it's really bad. That's something that you can't account for until you start troubleshooting. And then you realize, oops, because I told Michael, start from the beginning, like it's a new install. Go to the factory defaults on all the ASUSs. Take each one and work it independently and get them configured and then put them in line and test. And that's when that was discovered. But remember, it could always be faulty hardware. Dell Precision Workstation could not start. And this leads to something I want to know. What do you do for memory testing? We don't want to spend the time for trying each combination of the RAM to trial and error, figure out the bad RAM. We usually just throw it out, put new RAM in. And this happened on the Dell Precision. It had 16 gigs of RAM. It's now running two new four gigs for eight. And they're going to let us know if they really need 16, and we'll add two more. But my son diagnosed it on site by the beep codes. Don't forget, some old school troubleshooting, especially a Dell system. If you got the beep pattern, all you need to do is go look that up for that model. What is the beep pattern? And the beep pattern was bad RAM. So he took out two sticks, didn't work. Put the other two back in, didn't work. He just said, you know what? I'm getting two new sticks that I have and putting them in. Boom, worked. What do you have? What are you using for an external RAM test? And I know there's lots of different RAM. So let's do laptop DDR3, DDR4, desktop DDR3, DDR4. Let's keep it simple. Maybe that's complicating it. I don't know. But how do you check RAM, or do you not check RAM? Let me know. Hit me up. MikeTechShow@gmail.com. Email story. A client called and said, Mike, we're not getting email to the domain abc.com, but info@abc.com is working. When you look at the MX records at MX Toolbox, it's the wrong MX records. They are Google apps for email. But when I look at the settings for the one workstation that person's getting info at, it's working perfectly. How can that be? We find out a year ago, the client hired someone to redo the website and host the website, and they took over the DNS. Because when I went into the DNS, and shame on Hostway, it allowed me to edit the DNS, but they're not in control. The name servers aren't there, even though he owns the domain at Hostway. Hostway let me edit the DNS, and we waited. It never took. So we find out that the web designer, web hoster, when they were having the conversation, my client said, oh, we only use InfoAt. So he created an InfoAt at their website provider. And that's why it was only working for the one person. So now you got another user who could send mail. Now this, they have multiple companies, multiple email addresses. So it's why this was missed for a year. The one person who was sending messages, he could send, because all that SMTP info is correct. You just, nothing's coming in. And someone finally said, hey, I got your email. I replied, but I can't send you the email. It's getting rejected. That's because there was no account created for all those other accounts. Long story, again, short answer. Once the web designer changed the DNS back to Google Apps, everything worked. I had to go in and reset everything. But before we did that, I had to do an export of the mail from info because we didn't want to lose that, and we would have lost it. So just remember, when you're changing things like this, do an export of the mail to a PST and know that you have that. So no matter what you do, your client's not going to lose mail. We are ready for email, and it's just two links, but we're going to talk about one. The first one's from Ed, and this is for Dexter. The VMware site to convert physical to virtual, there is a VMware converter. Now, I know he's not using VMware, but I wanted, since we've been talking about that, how to go from physical to virtual and the different converters that are out there, I want everybody to, you know, if you're interested in that, take a look. Now, this next link is from Ron, and we want to spend a few moments on this. This is Windows 10 printing breaks due to Microsoft's June 2020 updates. Now, that's one issue, but it continues with Windows 2004. My recommendation is, hopefully your media creation tools are still 1909 and you have access to that. When I download a media creation tool for a main version, I label it 1909 and I put the media creation tool in there. I still have a couple 1903s just in case. USB sticks are cheap. And if you're in the business, you got to have multiples of all the versions because you never know what's going to happen. You can't rely on going to the latest media creation tool. I will not deploy 2004 until things settle down, until Microsoft fixes these two patches. There's been too many problems. One of the things I got to do today after the show is I got to log into a client and remove KB456-0960 and KB455-7957. I have to remove those two updates to, and then I'm going to pause updates for 35 days to give my client a break on these issues. I've had a problem with one of the HP mini computers. I got the great idea that the night that was released, I installed it and I was like, oh my God, this was horrible. My 2004, what it did to the system. And I had to back it out. Luckily, there was a restore point and I could go back to the previous version of Windows 10, which was 1909. And I'm staying the course on 1909 for businesses. I will slowly begin to test on 2004, but there are issues. I am giving a thumbs down for 2004. My recommendation is you do not deploy it and you do not upgrade anybody to it. And you make sure that you appropriately set the Windows 10 update settings, and hopefully you got Windows 10 Pro, and have 90 days for a feature update, and I do 30 days for the other. So I don't want to see immediate updates to 2004. Now, I think we need a Tech Vets, because Carrie, as I watched his video the other day, he will always do the latest greatest. I think Carrie and I need to debate that. I think that would be a great topic. So I will reach out to him. I think that is we're going to come at that very differently. And that's because of our business. I think it's because he's always the latest hardware and starting up from scratch, where me, I'm inheriting a system. It's business hardware. It's businesses that can't have these issues. And I got to keep. So I think that's going to be the difference, where he's, you know, the home user, I'm the business user. And I shouldn't put words into his mouth, but it made me think, you're not going to get the same opinion from every person. I'm giving you, you know, my opinion from my experience with working on it and working with my clients. So I don't have any more technical details for you, except they broke the printing and it's causing massive reboots because they got video driver problems. So you would have to suppress using the Microsoft drivers and make sure that you're using the manufacturer drivers. So that's another problem. It's not just printing. They have a lot of problems with the video drivers, and especially NVIDIA. Here we go again. More NVIDIA problems with Microsoft. This is a continuing battle that I have to fight in the trenches. So right now, you stay 1909 and not upgrade. And I will keep you informed and posted as I start to slowly roll out. I want to do a 2004 update on one of my test systems again. Once I see the go-ahead online that these things are fixed and that they're updated. And we may have to wait for July's updates before we can give the go for this. This is from Dexter. I got this today. The Windows 10 print issues also exist on the latest build of 2004. That is correct. So I say 2004, it's 2004. You know, we have to adapt to the new lingo of Microsoft, but at least now we know the next one's going to be 2010. So they're trying, or 2009. You know, they're trying to do like 03, 09. Now they went 04. Let's see if it's going to be 9 or 10. But you kind of know the year and the month of the build for Windows 10. I like that. You know, puts it in perspective of when and where it is. And we just got to keep track of all these issues. So the best way to support the Mike Tech Show, Tech Vets, supporting Carrie Holzman and myself. we share an Amazon link. If you go to Tech Vets, if you go to Carrie Holzman's website on YouTube for all the parts from when he's building, my link in the show notes, when you click on that, it takes you to Amazon. Now put your items in the cart after you clicked on our link. And Tony just put it into the chat. We get a small commission when you buy that. And your price stays the same. And we so greatly appreciate your support and your kindness to take the moment to click on that link and support us. It makes a big difference. Here you go. It absolutely makes a big difference because the beast too. I can do that. Thank you. And you're helping me now instead of missing all these shows. I'm going to have the equipment down in Florida so I can keep continuing doing content. Some more Tech Vets. I want to do a Tech Vets from down there. I want to continue doing Mike Tech shows from down there. For me, the critical path item is the fiber. And I know they already ran the fiber to the house. It now just needs to be brought in. So I'm extremely optimistic. Let's hope I continue that. Don't forget to support the sponsors, Instant House Call, Magnus Box, and our affiliate relationship with Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Again, that saved the day last week. I'll see you all here next week, Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.